RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grubbin bring you 5 topics on their mind today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Are you ready to do the honors, Sean and Grant? Are you guys ready for this?
Oh, we are so ready.
So ready.
Love it.
The command in their
also
voices.
Slightly.
Did I sell that to you
that
guys?
That was not convincing.
Not convincing? Oh. All right, we'll try to do
better. It was a little awkward, and I was worried that it sounded out of turn. Okay, let's try this again. Ready? Okay.
Number one.
Okay. So... First question here on 5 on it. What was the Chicago sports highlight of 2025?
What was the Chicago sports highlight of 2025? It was winning the freaking NFC North. And I'm sorry that it happened on Saturday. And it was super anticlimactic. And it was even worse because the Bears lost a game. So it's not like it was some outright thing where they win on home field and then everybody celebrates. Next thing you know, you're in the clubhouse and Bill Murray's asking people if he wants champagne. Wait, that was the Cubs. But you know what I'm trying to say. It wasn't that direct. Like, there was no, like, big celebration. We'd been waiting a long time for this. We'd been waiting a long, long time. And I'm sorry that the Cubs made the playoffs and also advanced. And yes, that was a highlight. But not as big as the Bears winning the division. I used to dream of times like this.
Oh, here we go. All right. Listen, that's a great nomination that you got going there.
You know what?
Mark Brody.
Yes. I gave Mark a crown and everything.
Yes,
can I
did.
Get your... Grobber, I was there. Can
I
get
I was there.
I was also there. The moment was the throw. Was the DJ Moore catching the ball to beat the Packers at Soldier Field, which made what Layla's talking about possible. I'll go with the active, not the passive. The Bears defeating the Packers in comeback fashion in a walk-off win where DJ Moore hauled in the pass from Caleb Williams.
That was
the highlight of 2025 as far as Chicago sports goes. And I also, Mark Grody, not in your nice and heated press box, I was there as well.
I was there.
You were almost literally dragged to that game, though. Like, it took a lot to get. And would you do it again?
I would do it again. I would do it again.
Why did you pause?
No, I was just like,
because he'd have to be dragged again.
Yeah, because he's talking about that. You know what? I almost forgot
By
I was dragged there.
Our friend is a show, Henry Melton.
Henry freaking Melton, man. All he'd have to do is ask me once, man. Okay? Henry Melton.
You guys are friends now.
Kinda. Yeah, you're cool. You're acquaintances.
I think so. I don't think I'm ready to call him or anything like that or text him, but I think it was a good first step. You know what? There might be a second date. We'll see.
Don't Banksy him.
Great use of Banksy there.
The biggest story in Chicago sports this year, guys. The Chicago Bears hired. They got Ben Johnson.
Okay, that's fair.
They got Ben Johnson.
That happened this year.
How did the Bears? Wait a minute. The Bears hired the most qualified head coach on the market for the last 3 years. That guy wanted to go to your organization after all that we have been through with Bears head coaches in our lifetimes, except for a couple of exceptions. That was the biggest sports story for me of the year 2025. The Bears hired, they got Ben Johnson.
I will.
Good, better, best.
I will say, I don't know that he was the most qualified, but he was definitely the hottest coaching candidate.
You don't think he was the most qualified?
Well, yeah, Vrabel had coaching experience.
Thank you.
Fine. But he was the biggest name in the cycle. The Bears got the guy.
And we knew how to run an offense.
Yeah, the Bears.
We got that guy.
Number two.
All right, so going off that first one here, what was Chicago sports low light of 2025?
Sean. Okay.
I love the way Sean Sears is doing this right now. I just got to give shout
Sean
out to Sean
and
Sears.
Grant are being so like subtle. They're
hanging out,
here.
Man. It's the hangout show.
Grody,
there.
You got a directive to watch It's Always Sunny.
You've definitely been telling me that for a while now, Layla, and you do not steer me wrong typically.
I know your sense of humor, I feel
yeah,
like.
Yeah, I think you do. I think you do.
He's still watching The Other Guys, though. Are you finished with the movie yet?
I never finished The Other Guys. Don't give me... That's a point of contention.
It's like you guys gave me a gift and I only opened half of it.
Well, you opened a lot of our other gifts, but somehow you don't want to open that one.
Gift.
I'm sorry, guys.
Okay, sorry, Sean. Sorry, Grant.
Sean and Grant.
Also, Sean had his first loss in the staff predictions.
That's probably my low light. But what was your guys' Chicago low light of 2025? That's his question.
Was it your first loss in the
for
staff
me?
Predictions?
No, I honestly didn't care that much. I feel like more people were upset for me than I was upset for myself. But yeah.
Who wants to go first on this?
I know. Oh, go.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, this is as I thought about this year in Chicago sports, unfortunately, and I guess it is a low light, but all of these folks lived very fulfilling lives. There were some Chicago sports deaths this year that were significant. Virginia Hallis, Ryan Sandberg, and Sister Jean. Those are blockbuster deaths.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, so... I think we celebrated them so much, so I don't want to bring the show down. Oh my goodness, yes, they die. Because they are all to be celebrated. Two out of the three live to be a hundo. So that's a pretty good life. Now, Ryan Sandberg was robbed of a lot of his life, obviously, but he gave us so much. He gave
really
everybody
did.
So much. So that's the low light for me.
Oh man, I wasn't that. That does make me sad. It's not your
fault.
I'm
sorry. I brought it down.
It's not your fault.
Yeah, it's my fault.
But in the spirit of contrast, would you like to hear how pointless my submission is to this?
Yeah,
show?
I should have gone last.
I would like to hear
I'm
it.
Sorry.
It was the Bulls losing to the Heat in the play-in game.
15-5 didn't look so good after that, did it?
Mark,
it's the manner
you're bringing
of the
up significant sad moments that happened, and you're so right about Ryan Sandberg. You're so right. But when it came...
Oh, yeah, great call.
We didn't know, Grant, if you were in our ear, if you were on the air. Then.
No,
sorry
I was in your ear. I was telling you Stephen Michael passed away.
That's a great call. My bad for leaving Stephen Mongo McMichael out. Yes.
Yes, very true. And another one that is absolutely heartbreaking when you consider what was robbed of him. And unfortunately, yeah, mine is a game. I thought about the Bulls playing game against the Heat and how we had gone to the game the week before against the Heat and we were so excited. And it was the game of the year. And they got into, after having a ridiculously good March, they got into the play-in and then they just got absolutely waxed by the Heat. And I felt like two teams were playing two different games. And yes, losing valuable people to all of us is far more of a low light. I'm sorry, mine was just a silly game.
That's the name of the game, though.
I don't think yours is silly at all. I will say this. The Heat losing by 29 to the Heat in that fashion, which they never had a chance, that's a low light for the Bulls. But it's not the low light for the Bulls this year. And it's not the low light of Chicago sports. The low light of Chicago sports is a Bulls moment in time in which the Bulls were not even directly involved, but they were indirectly involved. The low light of Chicago sports in 2025, because it is the epitome of everything that is wrong with a certain organization, is when Joe Dumars got to the mic, post-draft, and let everybody know that at 9, they started making calls and offering up the world for a pick so that they could select Derek Queen. When they made that trade with the Atlanta Hawks, who picked directly behind the Chicago Bulls, we learned that the Bulls were called by Joe Dumars. And when you see that the Hawks end up with first round pick later in that round and an unprotected draft pick that if they held the lottery today would have the third best odds of getting the number one pick in a loaded draft. It is the epitome of where the Chicago Bulls are as a franchise, and it is the low light of Chicago sports because it just shows you the treadmill
of mediocrity will continue at the United Center for One Basketball Organization.
The one time where the lack of protection will help you, the NBA draft.
Facts.
Otherwise, protect yourself, folks.
I mean, yes. On it.
Number three.
What do you think from the White Sox? Or what do you think about the White Sox outspending the Cubs so far this offseason to the tune of $570.1 million over $47.6 million? Geez, if I could read numbers
what?
Here.
Yeah, it was
57.1 million to 47.6 million.
Because if they spent 500 million.
Grant, yeah. Why don't you read that? Grant, I need you to read what Sean just read.
All right. Wow. We are.
What do you
to
think about the White Sox outspending the Cubs so far this offseason to the tune of $57.1 million versus $47.6 million?
Grant killed it.
Nice job, Grant.
Good job, Grant.
Tough lessons.
No, Sean did
it
better, though.
And that, by the way, is $10.5 million more. Which is nothing to sneeze at when you consider the volume of pay on the Sox payroll. I think that the White Sox also tried to improve their offense. I stare in the direction of the north side here.
Just straight north, due north.
Now listen, I know it was the Japanese League, but they signed a guy who's hit 56 home runs.
Murataki Murakami.
And as hard as it is to either sign slugging at a discount, which isn't a thing, or to develop it, I give the White Sox a ton of credit for taking a risk that they can't afford to take and trying to improve their offense. I am still wondering how the Cubs are going to address the loss of Kyle freaking Tucker on the north side. So, IDK, Cubs, I think that the White Sox have done more to address their offseason needs than you have so far.
It feels like baseball in Chicago is slowly healing. That's what it feels like, because the White Sox are out here spending money. Not the most money. Not the most money, but enough money for me to be like, oh, you do want a better product on the field next year. That we have to actually say objectively is happening right now compared to off seasons past. The White Sox are trying.
They're spending some money.
Is some more
it's
than none?
It's not like Yasmani Grandal, Dallas Keuchel money.
But I am proud of the White Sox for starting to head at least in the right direction. Cubs, you're on the clock. Sign somebody to help your offense.
Do something.
Do something. Make a trade. Do something. I am shocked that this is the way it's going. But at the same time, I'm not really surprised. Shocked, but not surprised. Shocked by the White Sox, but definitely not surprised by where the Cubs are.
Well, yeah. I mean, you just look at the guys that have gone off the board already. Kyle Schwarber famously going back to the Phillies after doing a little dance.
I'm so mad about it.
Doing a little dance with the Pirates.
I'm so irrationally angry about that.
Cease, gone. Not that I would have wanted the Cubs to pay what they paid Cease.
Oh, smaller, really? You're happy with the money they paid the other Cease. Starters that's that they like kept?
That's smaller. Like, yeah.
That's not so much a
SBD kind of situation. What's that, Marshall?
I said you're mad about the money. You're happy that they bypassed the money they would have had to pay Cease.
I don't know if I'm
but
happy.
But you're happy about the money they paid their guy they kept. We'll call him that.
Retained?
Who? Retained.
Who?
Oh, you know what a qualifying offer is, right?
Oh, my God. Soda. Pete Alonso to the Orioles.
Pete Alonso to the Orioles is... that's the one. That's right? That's the one where I'm breaking a pen.
So still available, Kyle Tucker.
Oh.
Alex Bregman.
Oh.
Bo Bichette. And the guy that I like, Framber Valdez.
Oh, okay.
Wouldn't it be nice to see that, man?
Good luck.
On the Cubs. So, yeah, do something, Cubs. As far as the White Sox are concerned, yeah. Like, I keep saying... they might be starting to look like an interesting roster with Murakami, and they sign Sean Newcomb to a one-year deal. Will he start? Will he relieve? You add that to Montgomery and Caro and Teal. Vargas and Mydroth. Like I'm not ready to say, oh, they really got something, but they're starting to maybe look a little bit interesting.
Kyle
they're
Teal. Having some dudes.
They're having
and the dudes can play regularly, and that is a plus.
And coming soon, Chilowski, wait till he rocks this city.
Mm-hmm. Number four.
You were waiting for that pun.
I was.
Northwestern has reportedly hired Chip Kelly to run their offense. Why is Chip Kelly taking this job for Northwestern?
Good job, Sean.
Was that good? That was a good really one. Good.
Grant,
also,
we don't need you for this one. Thanks.
Wasn't that the collective reaction this morning? Wait, Chip Kelly's coming to Northwestern?
Here? Where is
after
he?
After the last college offensive coordinator job he had was with Ohio State when they won the national title?
In a year?
For the career?
For the career?
Level up. Level up Northwestern. That's a huge hire when you consider Chip Kelly at one point was considered one of the most revolutionary college offensive minds in the game. And say what you want about his management skills, and I definitely have. But a lot of that did translate later to the NFL. A lot of what Chip Kelly did at Oregon. So this guy is a trendsetter. He does have a proven track record at the college level. That's a hell of a hire for Northwestern.
It is. Chip Kelly is like that one bougie girl I dated back in my early 30s.
Did you bank her?
Yeah.
No, Chip Kelly's like her because she always did love a bag. Like most women who are
like a guy like
financially
you,
stable and don't have any dependents.
I thought he was calling himself a jerk,
too.
No, we're not that kind of bag.
Yeah.
Not that kind of bag. I'm talking
what
about
on these dates
a nice bag. Yeah. A nice bag. Okay. A nice bag.
A nice bag. Are there nice
like
bags?
Secure
the accessory.
Bag, or are you talking about like
there's the double
purse.
Entendre, the purse, and also in this case for it's Chip like, Kelly, look at his recent work. He's always securing new bags.
He is good at making money.
Yes.
Well, that's just it. Like, I look at him, and I'm like going through his Wikipedia page. He's just a lifer. Like, we were talking about Juan Castillo the other day about how he's had a million jobs.
Chip fits that mold.
Right. So he's this is just what he's going to do for the rest of his life. Like, he's just going to keep on, and justifiably, there is talent in there. Don't tell the Eagles that, because I'm guessing that if you talk to Eagles fans about Chip Kelly, he sucks, right? Isn't that what's going to happen? Like, they're going to say that.
He traded away their all-time leading rusher in his prime.
See, that's not going to go over well.
And the receiver who was leading the team
as well.
DeSean
Jackson.
LeSean McCoy and DeSean Jackson.
Yes.
So I would expect him to be here long with, when I say here, I mean Evanston.
If they have a good year in Evanston,
then he's gone.
You know why? Bigger bag.
Bigger bag. Not like you, though.
Yeah, I
You're not a bag at all.
I mean, there's secure the bag, and then there's being a bag.
Yeah, I'm talking about securing the bag, not being the bag.
Number five.
All right, final question for you guys, and this was a hot topic. Do you believe in New Year's resolutions?
New Year's resolutions are awful.
What?
Stop making New Year's resolutions. Stop waiting until January 1st to do what you could have been doing all along. Instead of believing in New Year's resolutions, why don't you believe in some freaking discipline? If you want to do this or do that, just start doing this or that. This is like the people on social media who announce that they're leaving social media. I don't need it. Just go do what you want to do.
Are the people who tell us they're not listening to our show anymore and then proceed to tell us exactly what was on the show?
Same
they
vibe.
Don't listen.
The New Year's resolution thing is tired. It feels like lemmings because you saw somebody else make a New Year's resolution. Now you want to make a New Year's resolution? No. If you want to go to the gym, just go to the gym. If you want to have better habits, just start tomorrow with better habits. Make your bed. How about start with that? Just make your bed. Go to the gym. Make your bed. Like, just do the basic things that an adult is supposed to do. And stop making New Year's resolutions about it.
I understand that people sometimes need an extra push in order to do the thing they wanted to do or commit to themselves. So that's why I'm not as like mad about New Year's resolutions. I'm like, if you want to do it, go do it. So if you need an extra push and that helps your brain, you know, just the turn of the calendar year, if that's something that helps you, then I don't see why it's so wrong conceptually to be able to do that.
You know what's better than New Year's resolution? An accountability buddy for what you just said. Just have someone hold
Ozzie
you accountable.
Ozzie Guillen did say, a goal without a plan is a wish. So have a plan, and that will help you keep any sort of promise to yourself. But then there's the other side of this, which is the overly marketed social media side, where it's like, I'm doing my quarterly reset. I'm doing my Sunday reset. These are my September goals. And people have over New Year's resolution the entire year. But the point is, do whatever works for you. If you want to make a resolution about it, cool. Do you want a buddy? Talk to us.
I'll close it out from the 312. Why is Mars Hall yelling at us?
My bad.
He was.
My New Year's resolution is to not yell at people as much. There you go.
I love it when people are mad at people. You turn into a show to talk about opinions, and then they're mad when you have an opinion.
That's I didn't mean to raise my voice. I apologize.
No, you were passionate about it.
Where do you stand on this, Mark Rote?
I am more in your corner for sure, because sometimes you just need that huge... It is symbolic, right? I mean, because how many people actually keep, like, but sometimes you need that, like, the count, seeing the fact that it's going to be 2026 and be like in my case, like, I need to wake up and get my ass back in shape. Sometimes you need to see the calendar changing just to be like, yeah, it's time. I've gone this whole damn year without being disciplined. You're right. I'll be honest. I did not make my bed today. It didn't happen. I did not sweep the floor. I did not bust out the Swifters today. I got the Swifters because I got a cat. So you got to sweep. I did not sweep today.
Did you call a Swiffer a Swifter?
Wait, is that what it is? It's a Swifter. Swifty. Swiffer. Oh, it's a Swiffer. Swifty. I have the wet ones and the dry ones. Just a great product.
It really is.
But no, we don't endorse those products here, so don't come at me.
I use a Swiffer too.
They're sick, aren't they?
They are. As for Swifter, that might be something else. Coming up
Swifty.
Next. I love it. Coming up next on Raheemy Harrison Grody. There's been a lot of talk about the offense for the Bears and the hook and lateral. Well, in part of that was Ben Johnson giving us a nugget yesterday that was probably pretty true when it came to just how he sees the team playing right now. And then there was Dan Campbell also agreeing. So we'll hear from the Bears head coach and the Lions head coach next.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
We had heard Ben Johnson say at the beginning of the season, maybe it was even before that, maybe it was his introductory press conference, a long time ago, many moons ago, Ben Johnson said he expected this team to be playing its best ball in December. Logic would dictate that with a first head coach of a team who hadn't been here yet, that yes, the longer time you spend with him for a first-time head coach, you're probably going to be playing your better ball at the end of the year. But it's actually happening, as we've seen. And even though the Bears did lose to the 49ers 42-38, they still played a very good game. And Ben Johnson and the film study talked about the progress that the offense has made.
For you to have the trust level to call that in that moment, they must really have changed the way you can call a game now if you are confident enough that they can run something like that.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's I've got immense amounts of trust for everybody. For everybody on that, on the offense right now, I think, like I said, it's just every week you just see them go about their business. And, you know, I'm not going to call a play that I don't fully believe in, that we're not going to execute at the highest level. And so we'll always, if we go down, we're going to go down swinging like that.
He was asked about running the hook and lateral, which we've talked about. And there is a history there with Ben Johnson calling it against the 49ers. But that's also a good point. Your game is on the line. You don't know how much time you have left to run the next play, which the team talked about. You think you're going to score there. To call a trick play when the game is on the line, that gives you an indication of the progress he thinks the offense has made.
Yeah, and you know, you can question the decision based on the fact that they didn't have maybe enough time to get what they wanted to get off next. If it does not work, you know, your plan B, your fallback, however you want to put it. But I love where Ben Johnson is, not only with his confidence in the offense, but obviously the team's confidence in his playmaking ability and the fact that they seem to be of one accord from the quarterback on out. And I say on out and not on down, because for a football play to work, that's 11 guys in unison doing their jobs. It's not just Caleb Williams. It's not just the receiver target or the running back that's being handed the ball. It's that entire offensive line. It's the tight ends. Everybody's got to get the job done. And I'm seeing something in Chicago, which I don't know when the last time this happened in Chicago, is everyone being on the same page offensively. As you said earlier, Mark, it's like a new and era that's never been explored before, where it's an offense first football team.
Right, which is why it's very easy to give the benefit of the doubt to Ben Johnson. Like, he can, it's almost like he's in that zone of can do no wrong, which isn't the truth, especially if he is the one that was, as he said, as he admitted, late getting the play call. And I know that's not the play we're talking about. The only thing I'll say about the hook and ladder is, and maybe it's just me, a play like that, or any of the, and you put that in the trickery, that's a trick play, right? Hook and ladder?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a trick play. I'd be more comfortable seeing that not in the last 30 seconds of a game. I get it. We'd all be celebrating right now if it had worked and the intention was to get the ball into the end zone right there. I understand all of that, like that we would be celebrating, but I'm uncomfortable with it that late in the game. I just am.
I think that's a fair thing to say. Yeah. I mean, we talk about gadget play because, you know, technically that'd be considered like a gadget play.
Gadget trickery.
Are you kidding? It was the plot for Varsity Blues.
So the gadget play, it's like
oop-de-oop, hook and ladder.
What is it? Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, where Rick Moranis' character is inventing all the things, like the thing that you wake up in the morning that'll fix your coffee. Sometimes you can just put the pot and turn it on. You don't have to do all the gadget things. The domino falls in the direction to make it go on. No, just put the pot, get the water boiling, and we'll go from there to make the tea.
I think you, though, hear the coach's trust level of the offense. Like, say what you want about the play call. I didn't necessarily mind it. I minded what happened afterward because there appeared to be no plan B.
Yeah.
And you should have one, especially when that play was run against the 49ers by Ben Johnson the year before. So they were looking out for it. But when it comes to the coach's level of trust in his team to be able to do it, that says a lot. And it is an excellent example. And that was unprovoked. Ben Johnson brought up the way he did that discussion after that question. So I think it's fair to illustrate how he feels about his team being able to execute his concepts, which is something that we wondered about. Well, he's not the only one who's noticed that the Bears are better. Listen to what Dan Campbell has had to say about watching this team since he last saw them.
They're more polished. They're a better team. You know, they've really, since that time, they lead the league in takeaways on defense. You know, they're getting them, man. It's like we talk about, it's contagious for them. Those guys are getting them in a good way. Got one the other night. You know, once again, it turned it to a touchdown. So, and it's much more sound, you know. DA's got his system in, and it's grown and developed. You know, they're keeping teams out of the end zone, keeping the offense ahead. You know, that's what you got to do on defense, man. Get the takeaways. That's big. And then offensively, they're more polished, you know. Ben's done a good job. The system is in. And these little things that were there game two, game one, you know, they've begun to go away. It's you know, they've got a run game. They found a run game. play action pass. Caleb's playing really well. O-line's playing really well. Got a run game. Swift's running well. 25 is he's a downhill hard runner too. So tight end's playing good, both of them. Really all three of them. So, you know, they're playing at a high level. You know, they're doing things well, much more polished.
You know how we play the game? Is this petty?
Yes.
Was that sad?
Hell no. He put 52 points up on the Bears and enjoyed every minute of that embarrassing day.
But the way he was talking?
With a sympathetic tone?
Did it sound forlorn?
He does sound like, I've noticed this about Dan Campbell in general. When you hear the rhythm of his voice, he always sounds like he's about to cry or just got done crying, even when he's happy.
Well, do you know why?
Why?
It's the North Texas accent.
Is that what it
people
is?
People say that about me too.
Really?
We're from about 200 miles apart in that region. Yeah.
Huh. I would say.
Same thing.
Interesting.
And maybe it's more of like a suburban thing than a cosmopolitan thing, but okay. Yes. I mean, he's from the actual like country. Like they found dinosaur tracks out there and stuff, but
sick.
Yeah, I think it might be the accent, the dialect, or whatever.
That is awesome. I saw dinosaur tracks in Utah one time.
It you was did?
Awesome.
Did you put it on the company card? They got mad at you? No, that was the zoo.
No, that was that the San was Diego the zoo. I'm sorry, we can't have a $60 charge for you to go to the zoo and look at giraffes and monkeys.
No, I think it might be the dialect because I've heard that too.
That's interesting. Okay, I didn't know there was something to it.
But knowing that, I still think he sounds a little forlorn.
I think he sounds like a guy who knows his team is a shell of what it was. They've missed the playoffs.
Detroit sucks.
Everything has flipped since that week 2 win.
Where's Robbie? Is Robbie still working?
They looked like they had gotten their mojo back. Because remember what happened to them in week 1 against the Packers. So they got their mojo back temporarily, and now they're not even going to the playoffs. And they can't even... It's not even that they're not going to the playoffs. It's that they're not going to the playoffs, and they can't even stop the Bears from doing anything. They can't even play spoiler this week.
And that's why this is the first of hopefully other Super Bowls.
Yeah.
You have to look at this like this is the Super Bowl of beating the Lions.
Do you know that the Lions
on Sunday,
they're coming off a game where they turned the ball over
six times. It's a lot of times to turn the ball over.
Yeah. So they don't have their bleep straight right now.
So they've got four more Super Bowls this season potentially.
Yeah, in theory.
Bears are going to play in four
Super Bowls?
This
is the Super Bowl of the Sunday for the Bears.
Well, the Week 18 Super Bowl, then they've got the Wild Card Super Bowl, the Divisional Super Bowl, the NFC Championship Super Bowl. Oh, there's one more.
And then the big game.
Yeah,
I like it when Dustin calls it big game, whatever volume number it is.
Yes.
Big game 45 or what have you.
I love it all.
Because of saying Super Bowl rules.
Yeah, you can say it. You just can't say it in a promotion that you're getting money from.
Right, or as Dustin does to the four-letter network. He's never been able to bring himself to say ESPN.
Yeah, I'll just say ESPN.
Yeah.
Like, the jig is up. You guys watch ESPN.
You know.
We all watch ESPN. There's games on.
Yeah.
ESPN.
That's true. But
Robbie had a picture. He posted a picture from the First Things First set.
So I liked
Robbie
it. I
has landed.
Our little Robbie is all grown up and doing a TV show now.
I double tapped it.
That was a very nice set. Mean?
See, go back to what we said. Go back to what we said. What was that? 2 segments ago? Big bank, take little bank?
Yeah, big bank, take little bank.
And now take that and pair it with what just happened.
I don't
know. That's Mark Grady.
I don't know everything.
You're
all right?
On Instagram. You double tapped. You said you liked it. That's what double tapping.
Oh, I didn't know.
Or
that that's
how we
said double
tap. Or do you actually go to the heart and hit the heart button?
Yeah, I do.
Depends.
I hit the heart button. I do.
Really?
Yeah.
You do that too? You don't just double tap the
picture? Depends, yeah.
In a career?
Also, there's just a lot of danger in just tapping all willy-nilly on Instagram.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you've liked something that you don't want to like.
Have you ever liked something?
Or you've accidentally reposted something you didn't want to repost.
Why don't I hit that repost button? You can quickly undo the repost.
But I have smaller hands than you, and so holding a phone, my thumbs don't go out as far on the screen.
Aww.
Are you a one-hand holder when you're doing stuff?
I can't be.
I'm a two-hand holder.
I cannot. I can't be one hand.
What about the one arm guy?
Are you a one hand guy?
I'm a one arm guy. Yeah, with one hand guy. With yes.
Can you text with one hand?
The only time I do this is if I'm walking because it's cold and I want both my hands to be cold.
I cannot text with one hand.
Really? You're a 2-year old.
She's saying she can't. Her thumb won't reach all the way across to get both sides of the screen.
Aww, I'm
sorry. That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah, which is why you just can't double tap all willy nilly on Instagram like that. Next thing you know,
it's a big picture or a big reel. Just double da da. did it.
How about people who use their index fingers?
Okay, like, no, we're not doing that.
I think my dad does. It's for sure. Like one finger.
It's 2025.
This.
Typewriters went out of style a long time ago.
Looking back.
Oh, yeah. My dad just cannot settle on social. Doesn't understand
it. I just talk past our time. And this time is valuable because we got something to talk about.
Okay. I'll shut
up. You really want to talk about what's next?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Oh, the Bulls.
It all went downhill very quickly in the span of about 3.5 hours.
That's not a promo.
No.
Listen to miserableness.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
This is what you're supposed to do at the end of the game with the last possession.
Yep, just dribble it out and this ball game is over. Minnesota wins at 136-101.
Oh, my God. I hadn't heard Chuck Swirsky and Bill's call at the end of that game. Here I am thinking Dan Campbell is forlorn. Dang. Poor Chuck.
Chuck feels it, man. You feel for him.
Or anybody watching or listening or
also, honorable mention to highlight of the year being Chuck Swirsky meeting the Pope.
Oh.
That's got to be up there.
That's fair.
Yeah. Pope
and
Bob
valid.
In general, but yes.
Yeah, the Pope. How did we not say the Pope? The Pope was 2025, right?
Are you kidding? I mean, I just took it to extreme sports measures and just thought about actual individual sports things.
Yeah,
like,
I didn't even.
The Bulls playing was my lowlight.
I had to look up forlorn because I know contextually what the word means, and I kind of know what it means, but I couldn't put it into words. Pitifully sad and abandoned or lonely.
Well, when you put it that way.
Yeah.
I accidentally said sufficient yesterday in a clip that's gone viral and been oddly taken out of context. But
no.
Whatever.
No.
Yeah, I know. Is that the internet?
No.
So all of this is probably less painful than talking about the Bulls game last night where the Minnesota Timberwolves. So it was a 5-point game at the half.
Yes.
The Minnesota Timberwolves then scored 40 in a quarter.
Yes.
And the Bulls did not. And the Bulls ended up losing to the Timberwolves by a final of 136-101. Now, Marshall was pretty happy when he left the office. He was like, I'm going to see Anthony Edwards score 40 points. And then he basically did a bell kick out of here. But Anthony Edwards didn't score 40 points. But I don't know that it mattered as much because he ended up scoring 23 very effective ones. And the rest of the Timberwolves decided to also score a ton of points. Naz Reid had 27.
That dude.
And that dude. And that's kind of how this went for them. That fourth quarter, they took over. And then, unfortunately, Coby White leaves the game. We think re-aggravating that calf injury that he had had. And Josh Giddey leaves the game. Yada, yada, yada. 136-101. And now I don't know who's healthy.
So, first off, Nasri actually had a game-high 33 in that game.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm still used to reading the ESPN box score.
Oh, with where the minutes?
Yeah.
Don't let the minutes fool you.
It's very... I hate it.
So
still getting used to it.
Anthony Edwards did have 23 points on 9 of 13 shooting.
That's pretty good.
And the 13 shots were all, like, very difficult level mid-range-ish. Most of them were. And it was just very, like, by the way, I'm Anthony Edwards. Watch what I can do.
Didn't he score, like, 7 points in, like, 2 seconds? Like,
just, it was very quick.
Yeah.
It was
also,
very...
The threes that with the Timberwolves were shooting were also very confident held. Like, they were just like, corner three. Watch me go.
15 of 37 from beyond the arc were the Timberwolves. As Layla pointed out, they dropped 81 points in the second half, 40 in the third, 41 in the fourth. But the game was... The game doesn't matter. In that sense, like, they lost a game. Who cares? They're 2 games under 500. It's not a big deal. What is a big deal is the news that happened before the game. Number one, Zach Collins, who you're probably thinking, oh, he's just a reserve. What's the big deal? Out at least through the end of this week with a sprained big toe. It's a big deal because Zach Collins has been one of the biggest reasons why they were able to go on their most recent 5-game winning streak. Without him at the beginning of the season, it was a real struggle. They're 6-4 in games in which Zach Collins played. That's an above 500 record. He was actually coming off his first double-double of the season the last time out. 10 points, 10 rebounds in the loss, which was a very close game against the Bucks. Very different from this game. Then, in the first half, first, Coby White aggravates his calf. Yes, that very same calf, which has held him out of half the games they've played this season. He's missed 16 of the 32 games they've played. And then, on top of that, Josh Giddey leaves with a hamstring injury. So that's two soft tissue injuries to your two best players, bar none. You can argue over who's better. But they're your best playmakers on offense. And it looked like it after they left the game. And the whole thing is death by a thousand cuts. It's like someone saw Billy Donovan having an assortment of razor blades and said, I'm going to take your best two blades out of your hands, see what you can cut with this. And instead, they're the ones now getting cut. As, first of all, they got outscored bench-wise, which never happens to the Bulls, led by the Nas Reed, 33 points. And going forward, without Zach Collins, without Coby White, without Josh Giddey, they're going to have a lot more of these games. They might lose 10 games in a row if those guys aren't playing.
Well, and we don't have time for it now because we were late getting to the segment. But
Marshall.
Billy Donovan talked about... Billy Donovan talked about just how this team is built on depth. Joe Kelly asked him the question. And Donovan's right. Like, you can lose a couple players. I think you can't lose your best players. And his big point was about the lack of execution. But unfortunately, the way it's built, you don't want one loss to then cause a domino effect. But with this team, it's a very fine line because when two of your best players, arguably your two best players, are injured, I can't see how it doesn't cause a chain of events to happen where something like this occurs. You get the 40.3, you get the 41.4, and the next thing you know, you've lost not only your two best, but you've lost the game outright. Handily.
Oh, and you turn the ball over 16 times to 3-4 Minnesota. I guess the one part about this is, hey, we get to see Matis Buzelis continue to develop. It's his team now. It's all you. You should be the last one. Who is the last person introduced out of Bulls games these days? Is it Coby White,
Vooch,
or is it Giddey?
Isn't it?
Oh, is it Vooch? That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's
the
respect.
Man in the middle.
He had 23 last night. He was good. He was very animated at times. I like how animated Vooch has become this year.
I think Vooch is playing with house money. He's in a contract year.
Here's the problem with the Coby White injury specifically. Now that this is happening, it's a contract year. He was your best trade chip. Now you can't trade him because he's hurt and there's questions about his health. So I don't know what Arturis Karnašovas is going to do, but they better figure it out quick. And nothing that he's done over the last, 5 years has shown that he can figure out anything quickly.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.